Head coach Tom Cerutori now joining us. 400th career win. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schulte.
Riley Funk has turned into a heck of a find for you guys. Two big plays, two big goals, you know, right off of his stick to the eventual goal scorer tonight.
Yeah, I know. It was that one to Kirkland in the second period was a big-time play, and things that you guys didn't notice, but the draw went below the goal line, and he went, and he realized that we had another guy down there, and he stopped, and he went and got above his check, above his centerman. And by him getting above the centerman, it allowed that puck to go to Marty. They tried to, you know, chip it out. Marty obviously sealed the wall, kept it in, kicks it to Funker, and then Kirkland beats his guy off the wall, and it was a hell of a play. And, you know, that play again, that was a big-time play by everybody, but especially Funker.
Well, you guys, in the third period, you challenged the play, Tom. What was it? What was the discussion there? Obviously, a successful challenge that really changes the ending of the game there.
Well, it was Joe Wagworth up there just radioed down, just said we should challenge it for a major. And why not? I mean, we got a 3-2 lead with 440 or 450 to whatever it was. And even if we lose the challenge, who gives a rip, you know? So
well, Joe was standing next to you on the bench tonight, wasn't he?
No, he was up top. He came at the end. No, okay. He wasn't. He was up top, him and Dylan. So,
all right. Yeah. Two challenges, two games in a row. Those are game changers. Anytime you can get to 5 minutes, and again, this one just completely changed the whole makeup of the rest of the game. But 2 weeks ago, you know, you got the one, and that certainly was a big one. So anytime you can get from a 2 to a 5, that's a big deal.
Big time. Big time. It's just it takes juice out of them for 3 more minutes. It's not even about scoring sometimes. It's just, again, you're taking offense away from them, and that's what you want to do.
Well, and the power play is rocking for you guys, Tom. Obviously, if you can get 2 power play goals in a game, I like your odds of winning most of those games. What has changed here? It's been good most of the year, but just particularly the last 3 games.
Nah, you know what? Again, when you feel it, you feel it. Wentz is doing a heck of a job, too, on that. Wentz is doing a great job with the power play. So again, I want to hats off to Wentz, but all those players too, and quick puck movement, good spacing, you know what, good execution. So yeah, sometimes again, you things are going right. Sometimes you go cold, and take it when you're in a groove, you take it.
Noah Quinn now with goals in 3 straight games, almost 3 identical goals. It's kind of funny how a guy can find open ice 3 straight games like that, but. Hey, if you've got instincts, good things happen, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you got a lot of experience on this team. They know they can go on a run. They did it last year. This is the time you want to be playing the way you're playing, Tom.
Well, I hope so. We got a long ways to go, guys. Let's not get too premature. Okay.
You got 302 more in you?
Not a chance. RH isn't good. Yeah, he's fine. He doesn't need to worry about TS, I can tell you that.
All right. On a serious note, 400 wins means you've had some darn good players here in almost a quarter of a century, Tom.
Yeah, it's just everybody. You know, when you have 400 like this, it is. It's you know, you do reflect back, and you know what? And it seems like yesterday, you know, I took over, and the first win was against Mankato, and 7-6. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was a big win, and you know, and it wasn't an easy transition to Division I, but no, it's been a fun run, and it's been great, you know, and doing it at a school like Bemidji State at one place, that even makes it more gratifying, guys.
400 was a big win, too.
Oh, yeah.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, boys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.